Radio Prague News.
Soldiers from the US convoy, which is due to cross the Czech Republic on its way from Germany to the Baltic states next week, will spend 3 nights in the country. Despite a slight improvement, maths has again proved to be the most difficult subject in Czech secondary school leaving exams. And Czech football manager has named a broad squad of 28 players for the upcoming Euro 2016 championships in France. Soldiers from the US convoy, which is due to cross the Czech Republic on its way from Germany to the Baltic states next week, will spend 3 nights in the country. They will spend a night in Prague before moving to Vyškov and Praslavice. The American troops are also set to take part in joint exercises with the Czech army. The convoy of approximately 500 soldiers and equipment will arrive in the Czech Republic on the 27th of May. Two soldiers were injured, one of them seriously, while undergoing training in the Libava military zone in the Olomouc region on Wednesday evening. Both men were taken to hospital, with one of them described as still in a critical condition. The incident is now being investigated by the military police. Despite a slight improvement, maths has again proved to be the most difficult subject in Czech secondary school leaving exams. According to figures released by the Education Ministry on Thursday, some 23% of students failed the subject this year. Some 8.4% of students failed the Czech language exam this year, which is about 2 percentage points more than in the previous year. Mathematics has long been the most hated subject among Czech students. A growing number of Czechs prefer to travel on holidays by car rather than by plane, according to a survey by ERV, a network of travel insurance experts. This year, more than 50% of Czechs will use their car to reach their holiday destination. The survey also suggests that a growing number of Czechs prefer to travel on their own without the help of a travel agency. Last year, that figure amounted to 58%. Most Czechs want to spend their holidays at home or in Europe, and they prefer bed and breakfast facilities and camping places over hotels. Czech football manager Pavel Vrba has named a broad squad of 28 players for the Euro 2016 championships in France starting on the 10th of June. Vrba said he had most problems selecting strikers. Bohemians 1905's Patrick Schick is one of 4 attackers named. Tomáš Rosický makes it into the squad in spite of recent injuries. Vrba will have to whittle the players down to 23 by the end of the month, when he must notify UEFA of his final choice of players. And after a relatively cold and rainy week, temperatures are expected to reach summer levels during the weekend, with daytime highs expected to climb to 25 degrees Celsius. The warm and sunny weather won't last long, however. Sunday night will see a drop in temperatures, and more rain is expected at the start of next week. I'm Ruth Franková, and that's the end of the news.
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Ruth Franková. Coming up in today's program: a debate in the Czech Senate turned stormy on Wednesday after one of the speakers compared Islam to totalitarian regimes such as Nazism or communism. The Czech football manager unveils the squad for Euro 2016. And later on in the program, we visit a Czech-inspired microbrewery in Cyprus. All that coming up, so please stay with us. A debate in the Czech Senate held under the title "Should We Fear Islam?" turned stormy on Wednesday after one of the speakers compared Islam to totalitarian regimes such as Nazism or communism. The ambassadors of several Muslim countries walked out in protest, and the Czech Foreign Ministry later issued a statement denouncing the comparison and calling for greater interreligious dialogue. Daniela Lazarová reports.
It was meant to be an intellectual exchange on one of the most debated issues of the present day that might to some extent throw light on the Czech stand to the migrant crisis and provide a platform for representatives of Muslim countries and experts on Islam to have their say on the matter. Among the invited guests were the ambassadors of Turkey, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Azerbaijan, Iraq, the Palestinian territories, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates. The debate raised emotions, and things came to a head when lawyer Klára Samková, a former member of the Bloc Against Islam, took the stand to say that Islam should not be feared, but should be fought.
Islam is a totalitarian ideology that hides behind religion and abuses the fact that the Euro-American legal system is based on freedom of religion. It is a totalitarian ideology that is anti-human, anti-civilization, and essentially the same as Nazism, fascism, or communism.
Nazismus, fascismus, a communismus.
In response to this, the diplomats from Muslim countries walked out of the Assembly Hall, as did a few others, outraged by the turn of the debate. Former Justice Minister Helena Válková says there were many who distanced themselves from this incident and who criticised the title of the debate, Should We Fear Islam, as ill-chosen. The head of the Czech Muslim community, Munib al-Ravi, nonetheless tried to answer it.
One should not fear Islam, but individual Muslims. One should not judge Islam according to individual Muslims, because then nobody could claim allegiance to any ideology or religion, because there will always be someone who will abuse it in a way that we find unacceptable.
The debate lasted for over 4 hours, touching upon such questions as whether Czechs had a bigger problem with Islam or with migration, and what exactly the majority of Czechs knew about Islam. According to Zora Hesová, one of the panelists and an expert on Islam, not a great deal.
There can never be too many debates of this kind, because after the rather stormy beginning, the debate revealed that people here do not have a clear understanding of concepts such as Islam, radical Islam or Sharia. There are many misconceptions, and I agree with the closing speech of Professor Helena Válková, who said that debate must continue and should be more concrete and more pragmatic.
A similar appeal came from the Czech Foreign Ministry, which denounced the comparison of Islam to a communist ideology and called for greater interreligious dialogue in Czech society.
Daniela Lazarová with that report. With less than a month to go before talk turns from hockey to football, at least for most of the male Czech and European population, Czech national trainer Pavel Vrba has revealed the broad squad of players he is counting on for the European Championships. While the Czechs sailed through their qualifications for the finals in France, Vrba has had a lot of selection headaches to resolve. Chris Johnston has more.
The Czechs began their Euro 26 campaign on June the 13th against Spain, with matches against Croatia and Turkey to follow. It's regarded as a tough group to qualify from, with Spain the clear favourite to clinch first place. And while there is one near certainty that Arsenal keeper Petr Cech, fresh from winning the Premier League's Golden Glove Award for the fourth time, will feature between the posts, there have been a lot of uncertainty about the players likely to feature on the pitch in front of him. The fourth defender's place has been seen as up for grabs. A series of late-season injuries has cast doubts about the midfield selection, and the Czech strike force up front has posed a lot of questions. And it was as regards the strikers that Vrba admitted in a press conference Thursday that he's had the most problems. His initial squad of 28 includes four strikers: Slavia's Milan Škoda, Sparta Prague's David Lafata, Bursaspor's Tomas Nedved, and Bohemian 1905 Patrick Schick. It was the 20-year-old Schick who was perhaps one of the biggest surprises. Tomáš Rosický has also been named in the squad, despite missing out on most of the last season for Arsenal. Pavel Vrba said he had no reason to doubt that Rosický could make a full contribution to the Euro 2016 campaign.
As you know, I was in England about 2 weeks ago to see how Tomáš was health-wise. I came away content because Tomáš played a whole game without any interruption. After those 2 weeks, he is still 100% fit and has not had to recover. From that point, I do not see why he should not be fit for the European Championship.
And Vrba has lined up league champion Victoria Pilsen's Roman Hubnik to probably fill one of the problem gaps in defence. Overall, the players named are a pretty even mix of talent playing at home and abroad. The Czech squad, barring a few exceptions for players who still have a few games to play, should come together for a training camp in Austria and a final warm-up match against South Korea on June the 5th. Weber's nomination so far is still a sort of rough guide and must still be juggled. Under UEFA rules, a final list of 23 players, of which three must be goalkeepers, has to be submitted by May the 31st. Replacements can still be made if some of those players are injured or fall ill.
Chris Johnston with that report. Just a reminder that you are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, where it's now time for another edition of Panorama. Sunday's parliamentary elections, ongoing negotiations over a reunification of the divided island, and maybe football. These are some of the main topics discussed in the garden of the Pivo microbrewery, recently opened in the heart of Nicosia, the capital of Cyprus. Located on the Greek Cypriot south side of the old town, right next to the UN buffer zone, this is definitely the most Czech pub in the Mediterranean, within earshot of the muezzin call to prayer of one of the mosques on the north side. Four young men from the same family founded Pivo. Our colleague Alexis Rosenzweig met one of them to learn more about their Czech connection.
My name is Alexiu, and we are in the middle of the old town of Nicosia, Cyprus.
A place with a Czech name.
Yes, we are in Pivo Microbrewery. It's a new place in town. We are 5 months old. We are brewing our own beer, unfiltered and pasteurized. With our equipment, and we serve it fresh to our customers here in the courtyard and in an old traditional Cypriot house.
The Czech name is not by chance at all.
No, it isn't. We have a connection with Czech Republic because we went to study there before almost 15 years. In year 2002, I decided to go and study there. It was by chance that I chose to go and study in Czech Republic, and I left there for almost 12 years. And with my twin brother, we learned the science of brewing, and with our coming back, we started something new in our country.
You knew when you came back that this is what you wanted to do?
I knew it from the first moment I smelled the beer in Czech. I knew that that would be my lifetime job. Of course, I didn't know how to do this. And through the years and with our connection with beer, sorted out, and finally we have our microbrewery back in our hometown.
It's not only a Czech name, it's a Czech way of making the beer, right?
Yes, we learn from the best, we learn from the Czechs. Everybody can make beer, but to make beer a good beer, you have to know what you are doing. And the Czechs, they have the know-how of brewing beer. They have very good raw materials. They have a big tradition, how to serve beer, and enjoyed it. And we try to do it our own way from what we learned, not to copy anything. And we are happy to see the pleasure in our customers every evening.
You also import stuff from the Czech Republic to make the beer here?
Yes, the malt and the hops from Czech Republic, and also the most important ingredients, the yeast. It's coming from a brewing institute in Prague, so that guarantees an original character to every beer we are brewing here in Nicosia.
So it's a hop from Žatec, Zats, a malt from Moravia, all this kind of stuff, and also the place where you actually cooking the beer has been made by Czechs?
Yes, the equipment, as you said, the malt is from Moravia and the hops from Bohemia or the north of Czech Republic, northwest Sas area, Žadec, and the equipment is from Pilsen, from a company that builds this equipment from Ring Beer, from Joyce Garas Brewery Company, and Josef Krysel, a very famous Czech brewmaster, with his son Petr Krysel. They came to Cyprus and they helped us to set up the microbrewery equipment. Very important part of our business here.
Cyprus has been hit really hard by the economical crisis 3 years ago. That's when you started. How hard was it for you and your brothers and your cousin to launch all this?
It was very hard. It was the time we came back from Czech Republic. It seemed very almost impossible to start a new business that time in Cyprus. But from the other hand, we sat down, we thought about it, we think we worked hard, and we convinced the local banks that this is something new, something with future, a local product in the heart of the old town. And finally, we got the money and we started something from 0 point. And today we think it's going to work for sure.
And we are, I have to say, we're in the garden of Pivo Microbrewery, an incredible place with old ancient history underneath and recent history right next to us. Unbelievable place.
Yes, in the courtyard of the microbrewery, we have a glass on the floor that beneath that we can see an arch from the Frank period of Cyprus and the Ottoman period as well. That's very nice because the people can see something that has been built 500, 600 years ago. And the next house near the microbrewery, unfortunately, is a dead place. It's a buffer zone where the time stopped 40 years ago or even more, with the divided of the capital. They say that is the last divided capital in Europe. On the north, the Turkish Cypriots, and on the south, the Greek Cypriots. But like a new generation, we don't like to use this expression. We are all Cypriots. Just somebody talks Greek, somebody talks Turkish.
So we have here like orange tree and olive tree and buildings that are falling down because no one can go in this UN buffer zone. Only cats we can see sometimes. And
birds.
Birds, exactly. But you told me you have Turkish Cypriots coming as guests here.
Yes, a lot of people from the north are coming to try our beer. We are lucky to have them, lucky and happy to have them here because we believe that a beer place is a place that all the people can sit down, have a chat, have a conversation, and there is nothing to divide between us. And beer helps in that respect. It's a local, it's a social beverage.
Maybe the peace talks should be held here.
It's the engineer Josef Krysol said from Pisa when he came to set up the microbrewery here, that the both leaders of the both side come here, have a beer, and find a solution that no other politics found out 40 years before.
Takže na zdraví.
Na zdraví.
Na zdraví.
Alexis Rosenzweig reporting there from Cyprus. And that brings us to the end of today's programme here on Radio Prague. If you have any comments about today's programme, then please send them to us. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz or on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be glad to hear from you. But that's all for now from me, Ruth Frankova. Thank you very much for joining us and goodbye.